Hey friends, let's go back to the 90s with our new book, Mixtape Theology, 90s Christian Edition. It's part devotional, part retrospective, and all awesome. Rediscover the wonder of songs like The Great Adventure and Jesus Freak as you uncover their spiritual significance. But you know, we couldn't just give you a book without some 90s Christian cheese. We've included some original comics and hilarious retrospectives. Michael Tate of Newsboys and DC Talk calls Mixtape Theology the ultimate nostalgic throwback, and Michael W. Smith calls it a great read. Mixtape Theology will have you falling in love with these songs and the gospel all over again. It's nostalgia served with a side of renewed faith, and it's available now at Amazon and Walmart.com. Now, back to the podcast.
Hi, welcome to Mixtape Theology. I'm Dr. Ashley Mofield.
And I'm Rachel Cash.
Each month, we pick a different 90s CCM song and discuss the biblical truths and concepts behind it. And this month, we're picking a song from a group of California surfer dudes, and I already feel 100% more rad just thinking about it.
Well, you got a long way to go.
Yeah, So what's our song this month going
to
be?
It's New Way to Be Human.
Oh, by Switchfoot. What's the question that we're going to be answering this week, Rachel?
Well, we're going to be answering the question, what is the new way to be human? And actually, we're going to be answering a couple more questions. What does being born again have to do with the image of God?
All right, well, you know, don't let those guys, their cool persona, fool you. And when I listened to this song for the first time in years, I was shocked at how deep it is. Because you looked at it and I was surprised at the depth in it and the theology that would be fruitful and just really good for us to talk about.
Absolutely. So being born again might sound out there, but it's actually a really good thing. Have you seen that show, Naked and Afraid?
A couple times I kind of accidentally passed over it. It's not on network TV, is it?
No. So anyway, it's the show where people get dropped off willingly, I might add, in some very remote places. And they have to survive for 21 days. And all that they have is like a little bag and a tool. They don't even have their clothes. So at the end of the 21 days, for those that make it, they do like a before and an after shot. And their picture before and their picture after are very different.
I bet they look stanky.
Look stanky, smell stanky. They are stanky. So they are all, they come back and they're full of sores and they're sick and they've lost all this weight. They're just really super gross. So that's kind of how I imagine that we look at our point of rescue. When Jesus comes to get us, we look like walking corpses. On the outside, we are covered in festering wounds caused by our own destruction. And on the inside, we are rotten from the inside out. And we are wicked little representations of the dark domain from which we came.
Ooh, I feel like I need hand sanitizer after all that.
Right.
Thank God that we get to be born again.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what are we being born again as? Well, let's set the record straight. We aren't being born again into an angel or some disembodied heavenly being or even a superhero version of ourselves. No, here's the surprising part. We are born again as humans, specifically the humans we were always meant to be. But it's been a while since we humans were as we were meant to be. For that, we have to go back to Eden again, where the purpose for Adam and Eve is revealed. There we see that humanity was made to be image bearers of God. Michael Heiser, in his book Unseen Realm, explains it very well. We are created to image God, to be His images. It is what we are by definition.
So the image is not an ability we have, but it's a status. It's the job that we are given to be representatives of God on earth. That's why even an unborn baby is made in the image of God. It has a purpose to represent God on the earth, to be God's representative. So in other words, We are doing on earth what God would be doing if he were embodied. Now, Jesus is the ultimate example of the image of God.
So when Jesus tells us that we need to be born again, he isn't saying that we must be thrown away our humanity. Quite the contrary. He means that our humanity needs to be restored. Our perverted humanity as images of sin must die so that we can be reborn into true humanity as images of God. I told you it was deep.
The outro of the Switchfoot song says, "You're the only way to be human," and the "you" in that song is Jesus. Jesus's resurrection is how we become born again.
With his death, Jesus establishes his kingdom, and with his resurrection, he brings about new life to live in it. Think about it like this. It's kind of like the original creation story when God establishes his kingdom on earth and then creates mankind to live in it. Likewise, Jesus establishes his kingdom, and then in the first fruits of this new creation story, the second Adam, the last Adam, he is the first to experience God's restored kingdom on earth as a human. Boom. That is cool. The Apostle Paul reminds us, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. Behold, all things become new.
As believers, we share in his death and resurrection. When he is made alive again in the spirit and flesh, so are we. This is what it means to be born again, to share in the death and new eternal life of Jesus. Our shared resurrection in Christ allows us to be reborn, to live in such a way that we weren't able to live when we were slaves to sin.
If you've been baptized, the one that baptized you might have said a biblical phrase that reminded you and the audience of what is taking place when we put our trust in Jesus, buried with Christ in baptism and raised to walk in the newness of life. There it is, the death and resurrection, and Jesus makes it all possible. When we enter his kingdom, born again, we are now free and alive to glorify our King and as his image bearers. It is the only way to be human.
Join us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to join the conversation. And we'll be picking another 90s CCM song next month.
Bye for now.
The Mixtape Theology Podcast is part of the NRT Podcast Network. Find more Christian music-related podcasts at newreleasetoday.com.